Here we are, back again. We're the Comic Book Haters, and we love comic books, except for Schooley. He really hates them. That's the whole point of this podcast. But DJ Sleuthus loves them. Be sure to check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com to link to their fabulous forum. And send an email to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. And be sure to stay tuned for the second fabulous episode of The Comic Book Haters vs. the Zombies, immediately following the main segment. Let's check in with the boys.
Okay, everybody! It's the Comic Book Haters.
It is, man.
It sure is.
Yeah, totally.
We're still doing this.
We're still here.
We're still doing this.
You seem hesitant or reluctant.
No, I'm not. I like doing it.
Uh-oh. I'm sensing something going on here, Umbrella Man.
Fellas, I enjoy the time spent earning my money from the state to entertain you two mentally deficient retards.
I think
retards.
Somebody's having what they call, buyer's remorse. He's looking around the room and thinking, this is how
he's having
I
a total, total identity crisis.
I spent it on funny books.
This is who I am, and now
funny.
Other people know.
I don't even like me now.
I'll tell you what. I used to think, okay, I've got this hidden little alcove, the funny book dungeon. I can throw all this crap. Nobody knows. It's hidden from the world. And now, for some fucked up reason, I decided to broadcast it to the world. Oh, hide my shame.
We need to do a video blog.
You know what? I call you a podcast. Funny book loser.
We're working on a video one, folks. We just need a video camera.
20 years from now, when
you want to send one.
Listen, if you'd like to advertise on the Comic Book Haters at the rate of, how much does a video camera go for?
$500.
At the rate of $500, whatever comic you're selling, we'll pimp it.
We don't give a shit.
We're not proud.
I don't want to depress you, but someday, in the near future, maybe in the next year or two, I envision you, just completely breaking down. You're in a bathrobe, all disheveled, with a lot of stubble
this
in your face.
That far in the future.
Your
hair's all gray.
That's tomorrow
your
morning.
Your house is one of those houses that's it's piled up, and you're it's a maze of comic books. And you're just walking around, and one day, one of the piles falls
Jack Kirby?
Over.
I'll tell you. Let me find a Jack Kirby.
Umbrella Man.
Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
Your pile of Jack Kirby comics falls over and crushes you, and your lungs clutch, and you're about a foot away from your cell phone. You can't call. And then finally, one of the neighbors complained because of the stink. It's so bad. And
they've already complained about the stink.
Well, the rotting corpse smell. And then they come over and they find you, and you're find you crushed by your favorite comics. With the issue of the New Gods plastered right on your face. And
Umbrella Man, enough. Let me just
he's
say,
he's like the Ghost of Christmas Future, man. You should listen.
We can change things.
Umbrella Man, apart from the dying part, I would like that. Okay, I thank you.
That's how we started. That's what this is, man.
What do you think? You got to start somewhere. Thanks for rubbing it in my face that I haven't yet filled the entire house with funny books. But I'm working on it. All right. And as evidence of that fact, I submit for your approval a copy of Our Fighting Forces, number 98, from February 1966.
Let me tell you something. It cost 12 cents initially, and this motherfucker bought it for
$3. That's appreciation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, I bought this at the local shit mall, and I also got a copy of it. Speaking of Jack Kirby, I once got a copy of a Jack Kirby Fantastic Four there for cover price for 12 cents. They're so stupid. Hey, the guy was like, is this really 12 cents? And the woman goes, if he wants to pay for it, let him buy it. I said, hell yeah.
But you know what? This is cool. This was 12 cents originally. And back in the day, you could get a 7-foot-long Polaris nuclear sub for $6.98 that fires rockets and torpedoes.
Yeah.
Like and a 10-day free trial.
It's big enough for two kids.
Yeah, it's a nuclear sub big enough for two kids.
That's nice. That's
money back guarantee.
I like that. Yeah.
I've got three
real,
children.
Real periscope.
Nice.
Electrically lit instrument panel.
I now, how do you suppose
these?
That's true?
It's cardboard, man. It's all cardboard.
But, like, what if, like, these two children decide to engage in thermonuclear war against, like, Russia? They could have a lawsuit on their hands.
Nah, back in the 60s, that was cool.
This
company, man. Like, Russia would destroy these people.
This was Lockheed Martin.
75 cents for shipping charges. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's where they bilk you. So, anyway, this is Our Fighting Forces. You'll note the Joe Kubert cover. Did you note that?
Yeah, I fucking noted it.
Write that down.
The Fighting Devil Dog.
Yeah, the Fighting Devil Dog. This
That's
is a Death War at Grin.
What is the Fighting Devil Dog fighting? It's like some sort of creature or superhuman.
Is this in the war? Or?
Yeah, it looks like, yeah.
It's in the war. There's army men strapped with grenades fighting Asians.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. Not
is
an army
Asian?
Man. He's a Marine.
No, he's not. He's
Fighting Devil Dog. That's
but
a
what
Marine.
What about that? Isn't that an army hat?
Army hat.
Let's
helmet.
Get our party hats out.
Also called a helmet. Army hat equals helmet.
Look, wow.
Look, and also the Pacific Theater, man. That was the Marines, dude.
Oh, yeah,
the Marines.
Right.
Totally the Marines.
What do you mean? The Army didn't fight in that shit?
No, man. A devil dog is a Marine. It's another name for Marines.
Also, Jarhead.
Right.
No.
Gyrene.
And also, sometimes they call them Nips.
No, that's the Japanese.
Oh.
They call the Marines that.
Sorry, my bad. So anyway, yeah, this is a classic. This is from the days when, you know, Army Comics were not afraid to, I don't know, exist.
Exist.
Schooly, now, you're a big fan of Army Comics.
No.
Well, you like G.I. Joe.
Well, he likes
That's
the military.
That's not the same thing.
What do you mean it's not the same thing?
That was the... It's goofy.
Oh, you it's only not, like Army Comics that feature fictional heroes.
How about the
or
Nom?
Man in Uniform, I think.
Yeah,
you're a sucker for a man in a uniform, aren't you?
I guess so, but no, I like the Nom. That was cool.
Pretty good. The first like dozen issues.
That's pretty much all I read, I think.
Yeah,
maybe,
Mike Golden art.
I don't know, man. I was a kid.
You know, they actually brought the Punisher into the Nom.
I think we had this conversation before.
Oh, yeah. This episode's a repeat.
Would you buy comics based, like, say, in Iraq? Like, you know?
I doubt it. I like comics. I don't like comics.
What if G.I. Joe were fighting Taliban?
No.
Oh, there's a Batman versus a Taliban comic
Batman
by Frank
Osama.
Miller. Yeah.
Batman versus
Holy
Osama bin Laden.
Holy Terror, yeah.
Holy Terror.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I'm excited because I like Frank Miller, but his last couple comics have sucked.
Army hats. You call these army hats.
What are they?
Helmets.
What's an army helmet? Sorry, I don't know the lingo.
Yeah.
How many clicks is it to the Huey or
to
whatever the
TMZ.
Fuck we're talking about?
Oh,
it's
hey, it's Mr. Mixaplick. I'm just going to say that.
Come on, I could kick his ass.
I don't know, man. Look, he says
Superman
he's saying
couldn't.
Everything
he,
backwards.
He sure is
it?
Saying a lot of shit. So are you supposed to start at the top or the bottom? Don't do it at the top.
It do don't. Oh.
Fuck Mr. Mixaplick.
Yeah, he is an asshole.
There's a lot of words in this comic.
There are, man, but there's also a lot of kicking ass. It looks like the red Chinese over here, too. What's up with that?
What's the difference with the red Chinese and the yellow ones?
No, man.
They're all yellow.
So what is this? Did this turn to Korean War at some point? Like, what the hell happened here?
Wasn't the Chinese War part of the Korean War?
I want to see the ads.
School, you had mentioned during the break that all my world history knowledge comes from funny books.
Yes.
You might not be far off from the truth.
I know
wow.
I'm not.
The classic...
yeah, I remember those.
You know, like the Big Daddy Graham.
Yeah, Rat Fink.
Big
and
Daddy
the...
Roth.
That's... I'm sorry. You got it.
Yeah.
The beer. That's the beer talking. But, it's the classic monster in a hot rod.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this ad for an old Action Comics. It looks like Superman's turning into a dinosaur... Either that or he's standing strangely close to the dinosaur's groin.
He's standing in a dinosaur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened once.
Yeah. Remember the time when Superman and the dinosaur
made sweet love?
Yeah. I was going to say that. So anyway, Schooly, does this bring back memories?
Of? when I was in World War II? Like, what?
I thought you said this was the other war.
I don't know. I'm seeing Chinese there.
You're gonna shit your pants in World War II, man.
I don't know. I'm gonna shit my pants right now.
I almost did.
It's done.
Yeah. I've been drinking Coors Light. It's inevitable that I'm gonna shit my pants.
You know your problem is, Cool, you become soft.
I think I have.
You think so, Umbrella really? Man? Why do you say that?
You know,
it's true.
Do you prefer Schooly when he's hard?
No. But you know, I don't know. You know, he's all into these war. He's a bit of a warmonger, I think. You know, he likes all these
warmonger.
Like he likes G.I. Joe. He's really into the military.
G.I. Joe's a toy.
That
was
the
all
Army.
About war with those two toys. That well, I had.
You're like a kid that never grew up from playing with your Army men figures, or your Marine figures.
Umbrella Man, take a look around at this room before you criticize people about never growing up.
It's true, I'm including that.
Yeah, I was saying, you stood in line for Lava Vader, and you're talking to me about that.
I just went with him. Man.
Yeah, I was just there. Yeah.
Listen, folks,
and you had to go early.
Umbrella Man's criticizing. This was, about a year ago? We went, along with the lovely Lady Sloofus, we went to, what was that?
Toys R Us.
You made her go?
I took her out to dinner.
But in all fairness, we went to Chili's and got drunk first.
Yeah, we went to Chili's, had a couple beers, then we went to Toys R Us and waited at midnight to buy Star Wars toys. Just for the hell of it. And then we saw a lot of the same people the next morning at 8 o'clock in the morning when we went to buy a Lava Vader.
Well, we had
remember this? Yeah, we were all hungover. What the fuck are we doing?
Oh, God.
I remember that like it was...
A year ago.
Like it was a memory
just
I'm trying to
kill
repress.
Me now. Jesus Christ.
Do you remember those two dudes that were like the first in line at both places? And they were like Joe Cool.
I bet you they're so smug, huh?
They knew everything.
Yeah, they knew everything about Star Wars toys. They were just the cat's meow.
You were pissed that it wasn't you.
No, I was glad. I got my Lava Vader.
I was glad.
Hey, did you ever get a Crystal Yoda?
No, did you?
No.
Yeah. Hey, if you got a Crystal Yoda, can I have it?
Yeah, thank you.
Dude, now you're just begging.
Like, I sound like comic geek speak. They always begged. I haven't listened in a long time, but I remember they used to beg their fans.
Wait a minute, you said that awfully quickly. Oh, I haven't listened in a long time.
I haven't listened. Listen, last time I listened was like episode 98 or something. I honestly fuck
there's just not
fans.
Enough beer in this world to drown my sorrow.
Yeah, there probably is, but you know. We don't have enough time to drink it all.
Silver Boba Fett.
Oh, God.
This is supposed to be a review of the Fighting Forces.
Okay, here's the review. It sucks.
Okay, you know
it's,
what?
It's a racist comic book that sucks.
Why is it racist?
I would think you'd like that.
Did you see the portrayals of all of the Asians in there?
Oh, I thought that was an alien.
They weren't that bad. I mean, they weren't like buck teeth.
Yes, they were.
Glass.
Didn't you see them?
They're not that bad.
They're all buck teeth. Look at the.
It's the same guy.
And that motherfucker's got his foot in a bucket.
Well, that's like saying English people.
Why
have
these
bad
Asians always have their foot stuck in a bucket?
Saying what?
I mean, that's like saying English people have bad dental hygiene, like off the tower or something. You know what I mean?
Well, let's face it, they do.
It's not a stereotype.
Yeah.
Look. They all have buck teeth. Look.
Those guys aren't Asian.
Yes, they are. They're Chinese.
They're Russian. They got a star on their head.
Oh, you're so stupid.
They're communist Chinese.
Well, I think that instead of saying that this is racist, I think it's more just indicative of the
racism at the time.
No. Yeah, exactly. The horrible skills of this Jack Abel. He stinks. I mean, all the white guys look the same, too. Look at that. They all look the same.
They're not booktooth.
Who cares?
All honkies look the same.
Exactly. Everybody knows that.
Well, hi, I'm in the Marines, and I'm fighting against you. That's my impersonation of a white guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we had a couple laughs.
I didn't.
I'm not laughing.
This is terrible.
This is...
I can't believe you paid $3 for that.
I got a half price.
I can't believe you paid $1.50 for this.
And I stole it.
No, you didn't. You
dude,
wish.
I say sell some of these goddamn funny books and get yourself a decent pair of shorts. The practice is falling apart. Okay?
You know what? Can you take a picture of those shorts? You don't have to have them on.
I
just post them on the blog.
I don't think our listeners realize how you're spending every fucking cent you have. You can't even clothe yourself. Next time I'm going to come over and you're going to have like a bucket of pants made out of funny books.
He's a barrel on. He's got a barrel with suspenders. I had to come back somewhere.
It's gonna be like shorts made out of the last goon episode.
Oh, you're right. You think he would?
That one's autographed.
Yeah.
The next goon issue.
You really think he would debase his comic books by putting his?
He's gonna have to start wearing something.
He's gonna come.
Look at him, man.
He's gonna have his dog and his cat strapped around him.
Like I said, living in tatters.
Oh man.
Sure.
Look what you sunk to.
Not yet, I haven't. I'm still in the wearing tattered shorts phase.
It's like being in Robinson Crusoe's basement.
You can always instead of actually cutting comics up, you can use old issues of previews.
Yeah, exactly. Scotch taped or duct taped together.
Check out my new pants, guys.
I hope the new previews is coming out because you can wear them thin.
Hey, look, Infinite Crisis number 5 is coming out next week. Cool.
You walk into the comic book. I want the one that's on my right thigh.
It's informative and you can wear it.
Well, I mean, aren't we supposed to recycle?
That's true.
It has to punch. Just don't go out in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, no. I can't read, Mouse Guard. What was that thing?
I still haven't read it.
Yeah, Mouse Guard. Yeah. How can I order my next issue of Mouse Guard? I don't know what. Oh, no. The Ink Man. Oh.
You guys really think that's going to happen?
Dude, he can see the future. That's how he knew.
Oh, boy. So let's rank Fighting Forces.
On that note,
this
could be your next pair of pants. On that merit, I'd give it a 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 1. Seriously.
Yeah, I give it a 3. Yeah.
Okay. It's a snug fit, so I'm going to give it points for that. But it didn't leave a rash.
It didn't leave enough to the imagination.
I don't think I ever even read it. I'm going to give it a...
You paid $1.50 for that and you never read it. You sap.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to give it a... who cares what I give it?
Yeah.
2. All right? Schooly, now listen. If you give this anything less than an 8, that's unpatriotic.
I gave it a 3.
Oh, yeah, you already ranked it. Never mind.
My favorite part was the submarine ad on the front cover.
I like that, too.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You know what? That's what gave it the 3.
I like the Superman ad where he's having sex with a dinosaur.
That was pretty good, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, everybody, we can't wait to see you at our next episode.
And send in your old funny books so DJ Slupas can have something to wear.
Can wear it, please.
If you've got any clothes, I'm a size 32. Just send them on down to me, and I would love to wear your clothes.
That sounds sexy.
I'd love to wear any clothes. All right, everybody.
That's so long.
Bye.
You know, no. last episode, our intrepid trio were dutifully washing the windows of the Taj Mahal Casino / Hotel when a meteor struck the Earth, raising a mysterious dust cloud.
Goddamn, that shit's spreading quick.
We better do something. We gotta get inside.
But which way? Go all the way to the roof and get inside that way?
I think maybe we should just go to the ground out here and then try to get inside. I think I saw a full bottle of wine sitting on one of the lower floors. Man, I'm jonesing for a nice bottle of Chianti.
Chianti? Are you gay? Fuck it, man, the roof. It'll be quicker and much more heterosexual.
No way, dude. We can get to the ground out here much quicker.
Okay, look, assholes. We're practically right in the middle of the fucking building. They're both the same.
Roof.
Don't be stubborn. The ground, it's closer to the Chianti.
Bitch, you can shove that fucking Chianti up your ass. We gotta fucking decide. That fucking cloud is getting closer.
And indeed it was. The cloud was spreading with alarming speed. If our heroes cannot come to an agreement, they will do so at their peril.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Chianti?
Fine, fucker. Chianti beats Chianti, but loses everything else.
Come on, dude. Chianti definitely ties paper. How the fuck does paper beat wine?
Oh, you fucking assholes. Fuck this shit. We don't have time.
No. We need to come to some sort of consensus.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair.
Consensus on what? What beats Chianti? We gotta get the fuck out of here.
I meant a consensus of people who fucked your mother last night.
Hell yeah!
Yeah!
Oh my god, this is fucking ridiculous. That cloud's getting closer.
Yeah, like your mom got close to my cock last night. Hells yeah!
Alright, that was pretty dumb.
Fuck!
Yeah, dude, and stop hells yeah-ing yourself all the time.
If it truly is worth a hell's yeah, someone else would say it.
Dude, do you see the cloud of death approaching us?
But,
fuck it!
That's my catchphrase.
I know, but I think you should use it a little less.
Okay, listen, if you want, honestly, Sloofus is right. See, that way, when you do really need it, it'll be there for you.
I'm sorry.
It's cool, man.
Guys, about that cloud of death?
Hells yeah! Fuck y'all!
Oh, Christ.
What will our heroes do? How will they escape this mysterious miasma of fucking A? Isn't this where the last fucking episode ended? This is ridiculous.
Join us next time when the boys make up their minds.